And welcome back to another episode of the Beginner's SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill from The Plan Success. Okay, today's episode, let's jump right into it. I'm going to be talking about the top sort of 8 or 10 page ranking signals. So the exact things that Google uses to rank your website. This is going to be a super useful episode, and I'm going to keep it quick because I haven't got much time. So let's jump right into it. What is the first ranking signal that Google pays attention to? Now, if you listen to a few of my podcasts, you know what I'm going to say. Content. Content needs to be such high quality. And when I say content, I mean your homepage copy, the actual words on your homepage. When I talk about copy, I'm talking about the words on your page. Your homepage, each landing page for your product or service page, your About Us page as well. Yes, that counts. And most importantly, your content marketing strategy, your blogging. All of this needs to be super high quality. So if you're an e-commerce site and you spend a lot of time on your homepage, you spend a lot of time on your blog posts as well. But then when it comes to your product pages, you're not spending time crafting out sort of detailed, unique descriptions as to why this person should buy this product, or you're not listing out all the exact specifications of your product, then you're wasting your time. I mean, well, you're not wasting your time, but you should be investing your time sort of really upping the quality of each and every single page on your website. Google wants to show users the most high informative, useful, helpful content out there. So if you know, sort of, I think you can always know deep down whether your content is good or not. It's, you know, is it content you're proud of, or have you just sort of hurried it and just sort of slapdashed it together and got it out of there? If you have, no worries. I get it. You're very busy. But instead, what you want to do is take a sort of slow and steady actionable approach. In fact, I did an episode a few months back now, all about how to stay motivated and how to get things done as a small business owner. So you might want to go back and listen to that. But basically, what you need to be doing is, instead of thinking, I'm going to optimize 10 pages today for SEO and make the content really good, that's just unrealistic. Instead, just focus on, I'm going to write 200 words, or I'm going to write, 300 words once a week. Yes, it will take time, but the end result will be so much more useful to your website, will really help your SEO. I can't stress enough, guys, quality content is where it's at. Different ways, if you're thinking, but I'm already doing blogging, I've already got really detailed product descriptions and everything. Okay, and that's, if that's not working, then what can you do in 2024? Well, let me tell you, what you can do is think about video marketing, which is terrifying. I know, I'm terrified of it too. But Google does favor YouTube videos. I'm sure once you searched on Google, you will see YouTube videos popping up. So one of my things for this year personally is to start sort of filming these podcast episodes and putting them on YouTube. If you're not a podcaster, which most of you probably aren't, if you're not a podcaster, what you can start thinking about is, filming short reels, uploading them to YouTube Shorts as well, or maybe even translating the reels and things that you do for Instagram or TikTok. TikTok. Can you tell I'm a millennial? you can translate the videos from Instagram onto YouTube, or TikTok onto YouTube. But video content is a really great way to sort of up your content marketing strategy. But again, the key focus is quality. If you're not proud of the videos, yeah, maybe just take the slow and steady approach. I will say that, get started, because you'll get better at them over time. My podcast, when I first started, I had the world's worst microphone. But over time, sort of I've upgraded the microphone. I now have a better structure for these episodes. I jump right in instead of sort of waffling for the first 13 minutes. You do get better at content marketing. Other ways you can up your content marketing would be email marketing, getting into that. I'm going to start delivering sort of a monthly or weekly newsletter. It's a great way. Another great thing you can do, if you haven't got that much time, is go back and update all your content, all your blog posts, all your product pages, all your service pages. You can really sort of use what you've already got on your website and think about how you can make it better. Another thing you can do is start thinking about how you could scale your content marketing. Could you perhaps sort of outsource some of it? That's a bit scary, especially if you haven't got much money. But now with AI tools and everything like that, it should be a lot easier to start scaling up the production of content marketing. I would also recommend thinking this year about how you could make your own study. This is a really good one for getting sort of a really viral content almost. If you did like an internet survey and then you published it as sort of our study on sort of sleep, if you were sort of a mattress company, or perhaps you did a study on back pain because you are a pillow company and you help people get better night's sleep with their pillows. And then you published it as sort of, you know, we've interviewed 400 people and we found these are the top causes of back pain, or this is what fixes back pain. That would be an excellent way to go viral with your content marketing, and you'll get backlinks to your website, which leading on to our second ranking factor is backlinks. Backlinks basically are when another website links to your website, and they act as sort of popularity votes. The more backlinks that you've got from relevant related websites, very important. It can't be from a website which has nothing to do with sort of your industry or niche or country or area. It needs to be a relevant backlink. But the more you have of these, the more Google sees, okay, well, if everyone else is saying this website is good, this website must be good. So it helps push up your website in the search engine results pages. However, I will say backlinks are having less and less relevance as Google gets better and better at sort of figuring out their algorithm. And also Google places less weight on backlinks because everyone sort of spams the system. They're trying to game it. So everyone's ended up paying for backlinks or creating things called private blog networks, where you're sort of basically making websites to then link to your website. It's all very scammy and spammy, and I hate it, which is why I always say the best route backlinking is organic with sort of a PR route. So if you're a local business, then you're to be reaching out to sort of your local press, getting involved with collaborations with local companies or companies on the web that are related to you, and sort of thinking, how can we sort of link to each other? Either maybe it'd be a guest post, or maybe it'll be a shout out, or maybe you might just list them as a resource on your website and they list you as a resource on your website. But really think about local backlinks related to your company is the best way, I personally think, for backlink building for smaller businesses. Leading on to our third ranking factor, and this one we don't touch on much in the Beginners SEO podcast because it can get pretty complicated and it doesn't need to be for the majority of websites, but that is technical SEO. So technical SEO is all about the crawlability of your website, making sure Google can easily crawl your website. The great thing about people using website builders like Wix, WordPress, Squarespace, Shopify is that most of the technical work is done for you. You'll normally get sort of a sitemap made for you. You'll normally get sort of the robots text made for you. It will automatically index it on Google, all these things. However, the things that we do talk about on this website, which are important for ranking, are things like website speed. So a big one for this is making sure that you compress your images. You're not using an overcomplicated animations and graphics and videos on your web pages that could slow your website down. You want to kind of, if you're using WordPress, you want to limit the number of plugins as well. A big one for your website, if you can, is upgrade your hosting, and that will really improve your speed as well. But yeah, technical SEO, we don't touch on too much here because you don't need to if you're a small business. Don't stress too much about it. If you've sort of invested in one of those SEO software tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush, they'll often give you a site health score, or maybe if you've ever worked with an SEO agency, they'll give you a health score and they'll all be to do with technical SEO. But the truth is, most of those errors that you see on those automated site audits, they're not going to move the needle. I always sort of apply the Pareto principle of 80% of the results come from 20% of the effort. And it's so true with technical SEO. So I really would urge you not to get bogged down with technical SEO when you're first starting your SEO journey. However, I would really recommend you spend a lot of time focusing on keyword optimization or keyword research. This is crucial for good SEO and is a big rank. It's not typically a ranking factor, but if you don't have your keyword research done and aiming for the right keywords, then Google will never know where to place you in the ranking. So remember, Google, what it does is it crawls every single web page, reading the web page, and then by sort of interpreting the keywords that you've chosen, it then decides where to place you in its big index or library, and then deciding on sort of how good your website is and all these different ranking factors, it then decides where to place you in order to then deliver you to whoever's searching for your keywords. But keywords are super important because they basically help search engines understand what each page on a website is about. And the biggest thing I see small businesses do is they don't niche down far enough. In fact, I literally just wrote an email this morning to someone that asked about this. You want to make sure your keyword is not high difficulty. And again, keyword research tools often, you know, they give you a score saying out of 100, saying this is 14 difficulty or this is 76 difficulty. And if you're just getting started with keyword research, it can be very confusing. So I think the best way to decide on a keyword is by, if you've got your list of keywords that you've done, and then head to Google search and type in that keyword and have a look at the current results. Are they big websites? Are they big companies? Or are they websites that look like yours? If they're websites that look like yours, then I would very much recommend that is the keyword you want, and you've got a higher chance of ranking for it. But if you're really sort of getting just stressed out with keyword research, because it can be a bit of a minefield, and you do probably need a bit of guidance on making sure you're choosing the right keywords so you don't waste time, say 6 months with the wrong keyword, when if you knew the right keyword at the start, you'd probably rank a lot faster, see sales a lot faster, get more inquiries faster. Which is why in my course, I literally take you from step one to step 10 on how to find the perfect keywords for your business so that you do rank and bring in organic traffic and therefore sales inquiries straight away. So yeah, definitely go check that out on theplansuccess.com. But yes, my biggest tip is to niche down. Now, this, if you watch my Instagram stories, you'll see yesterday I said how there's one thing that I've noticed, which is becoming more and more important on Google as a ranking factor. And that is design. Design these days is so important. And she'll tell you why. You're probably going to be like, no, I'm bored of this podcast already. But I will tell you why. And that is because, I'll give you sort of an example. Basically, what I'm seeing more and more over the past year, I've been doing some audits for bigger businesses that are B2B. And what I've noticed is that on the B2B website, say perhaps they provide chemicals for other businesses, that in the old days, you used to have your catalog and you'd send out your catalog to businesses and they would ring you up and order from the catalog their, you know, big bulk orders. And so as a result, their websites didn't have e-commerce capabilities. It was all done via phone and emails and these things. And these websites don't have e-commerce capabilities. And what I've noticed over the past sort of year or two is that websites that aren't in the 21st century, when it comes to sort of design and capabilities, and these B2B websites that don't have e-commerce capabilities because they're still saying, check out our catalog. Yes, their catalog's online now, but they still can't order online. These websites are falling behind majorly. Like, it's a big problem. I've had to say to clients, until you sort of redesign your website and people can buy direct, or until you're sort of displaying all your products on your website instead of sending them to a catalog, you're not going to make any sales. It's really, you know, they're not going to rank high on Google, which is really all I have to say to a client. That it's the truth. Design these days is so important. It's also important because Google, one of the ranking factors for Google is how long someone stays on your page, how much engagement they have on your page. The more sort of engagement, the more time they spend on your website, the better, because obviously it's a big signal. If you think about it like a brick and mortar store, if someone goes into a shop and then they leave right away again, you're going to think, well, clearly that shop's not very good. So it's the same with a website. If someone enters your website and stays on it for a period of time, they look around at all the products, they read a few blogs, they might start to make a sale, but then decide, well, hang on a minute, I need to think about it. So they abandon cart, but they'll come back to it maybe. But if they're spending a lot of time on your website, it's a sure sign that your website is decent and it's serving your target audience. It's satisfying search intent. So that's why Google really sort of pays attention to design and how long someone is staying on the website. Your design is crucial. And more importantly, the design is making sure your design is aimed at mobile first. These days, Google bots and also the human quality checkers, which are actual humans, they look at the mobile first. They look at your phone first. They check how it looks on iPhone or Android, whatever. Maybe a variety of phones as well, because not everyone in the world has a big screen. Some will have smaller screen. And they see how your web page looks on all these mobiles first before even considering what it looks like on a desktop or a laptop. Your design and how it looks on a mobile is crucial. I see a lot of people, they on a desktop or laptop screen, they have a lot of text and it looks fine on a bigger screen. But then when you translate that to a small phone screen, it suddenly looks incredibly wordy and you can't even see the design. It's just blocks of text, which no one likes. Everyone clicks back off that. So I really urge you to sort of think, how can I make a smoother user experience with design on a phone? So when you're actually designing a website, please be using your phone all the time. Be checking how it looks. In fact, these days, they should really sort of come out with a great web design builder that you can do on your phone. It would make more sense. Okay. Then my next sort of ranking signal that I want to talk about is brand signals. So Google's definitely come out and said that if you've got a well-known brand, then they will rank you higher. So when I talk about brand, I mean you're on socials, which is unfortunate. I do not. But if you've got sort of a presence on Instagram, you've got a presence on TikTok, you know, just choose one or two channels. And in fact, if you go back a few episodes and listen to the two-part episode with Emma Windsor, who's a marketing expert, we discuss how to grow a small business and we discuss niching down on channels. But the overall sort of reputation of your brand online is very important, which leads me on to another ranking factor, reviews. Now, this is more important if you're a local business, i.e. you're based in London. So when people are searching for you, it's usually because they've got London after that keyword. So i.e. hairdresser, East London, or say maybe I'm curly hairdresser, London. So if that's a local SEO, reviews are crucial and you want to be making sure those reviews are on Google Business Profile. But reviews are important for any sort of business. For me, for instance, I really care about my podcast reviews. I want people to be worried. Oh, actually, if you haven't already, please go and review that. You know, give a shout out. Ask people to leave you reviews. If you're an e-commerce website, you want people to be leaving you reviews on something like Trustpilot, I would recommend. Maybe in hospitality, then TripAdvisor would be a great one. But yeah, reviews are crucial for SEO. Reputation is everything these days. It sucks because we're all at the mercy of sort of that crazy lady or crazy man who's never going to be happy and then he leaves you a bad review. But if you do get one or two bad reviews, it's not the end of the world because hopefully the majority of reviews are good and people do use common sense. And people will use common sense as well. You know, one bad review versus 100 good reviews, yeah, your website's okay. So yes, reviews these days are really important for SEO. Moving on, another ranking factor is sort of engagement for your posts and social posts. So these are social signals, and Google hasn't come out and said that these are important, but there's very much a correlation between if you sort of go viral on Instagram or go viral on TikTok, whatever, likelihood is that for a few days, your SEO will shoot right up and your organic traffic will shoot right up as well. There's very much a correlation between social signals, i.e. likes, shares, comments on your followers on your socials and your website as well. And it kind of comes back to that whole brand thing as well. So I would definitely be thinking about socials this year. I've given you a lot of work in this episode. I'm so sorry. But ultimately, these are my top tips on how sort of what Google is looking out for now. If you didn't sort of take it away from this episode, the number one thing I want you to care about is design on your website, making it a smooth user experience And the second thing is content marketing. And then the third, I would say, is probably brand perception and sort of social signals. So if you pay attention to those three things this year, you'll be flying. But I mean, before you can even do all those three things, you need to make sure your keyword research is nailed down. So making sure you really are choosing the right keywords, because if you do those other three things, but you're doing the wrong keywords, like what is the point? So you want to make sure your website is completely optimized. Again, of course, it will teach you literally from A to Z how to optimize your website, how to do the keyword research. So if you're thinking, I've got no idea if I'm doing the right thing, think of my course like a paint by numbers for SEO optimizing your website. I'll teach you exactly what you need to write on each page. If you're a local business, if you're a service business or an e-commerce business, I've got you covered. Okay, I'll teach you exactly how to optimize it to make those sales and inquiries happen. If you are not in the position to invest in a course, then please check out my free resources or follow me on Instagram at Plan Success. My website is www.theplansuccess.com. And that is all for today. A nice quick 20-minute episode. Right. See you later. Bye-bye.